From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, our One Crisis Away project explores the high price of growing old and how to avoid financial potholes once you get there. We'll start with news of a billion-dollar bonanza for North Texas. This afternoon, General Motors unveiled plans to retool its 50-year-old production plant in Arlington. GM Vice President Kathy Clegg said the change will be revolutionary.
Today we're announcing that we'll invest $1.4 billion. And with this investment, we will transform Arlington Assembly Facility with all new machinery, equipment, special tooling, and we'll also provide great lengths of employee training.
It's GM's biggest investment in a plant this year. And the Arlington plant will get new body and paint shops along with a remade assembly line. The plant builds SUVs, Chevy Tahoe and Cadillac Escalade. The demand for bigger vehicles comes while the average price of gas in Texas is $2.55 a gallon, a dollar less than last year at this time. Arlington Mayor Jeff Williams said it's a landmark day.
This historic investment is going to be a catalyst for great things to happen here in Arlington. The future is bright. It's bright for all of us. It's bright for the state of Texas. It's bright for Tarrant County.
Renovations should start this summer and take about 3 years to complete. We'll turn now to Hood County, southwest of Fort Worth, and a contentious county commission meeting today that had an unusual focal point, a pair of children's books. A standing room only crowd wedged into the Hood County meeting to discuss the books. They have LGBT themes, and they're on the kid shelves at the county library. As KERA Stella Chavez reports from Granbury, the county clerk made headlines last month for initially refusing to issue a marriage license to a same-sex couple after the Supreme Court's ruling.
Melanie Graft walked to the microphone to say she thinks topics like human sexuality are important, but shouldn't be on the library shelves for children.
I've been forced into this discussion because my four-year-old picked up one of the books in question from a prominent carousel and held it up to me. We've now had to have conversations, which I would have preferred to have had in a few years. This has deeply affected my children.
Graft and others who spoke out at the Hood County Commission meeting said they and the issue have been misunderstood. They said they don't want to ban these books. As resident Dave Eagle put it, they just want parents to have more control over what their kids pick up and read.
The whole issue is about moving a book from a children's picture book section that's controversial to a section where the adult, a parent, can look at it first and then determine whether to let their child see it.
For many at this meeting, though, even moving a book to another section is a form of censorship. Hood County librarian Courtney Kincaid said she chose to move the book this day in June to the adult book section because it gives parents tips on how to talk to their children about LGBT issues. Kincaid said she's glad everyone got to express their opinions. She just hopes the issue doesn't keep the community divided.
I'm hoping this will all kind of heal and stop with such hatred, and I hope we just find a good balance to live with each other and work with each other and move forward from this point on.
Some say parents should find ways to talk to their children, even if it's a topic that they don't feel comfortable addressing yet. Deanna McAfee had this suggestion.
I say, you know, take your religious beliefs and let's keep them. Let's talk about them. Let's discuss our family values. And when your child at 4 years old picks up a book that they probably couldn't read and says, Mama, I don't understand this. Let me tell you how I answer that. Well, honey, some of us live differently than others. And then we move on.
In the end, commissioners said they weren't planning to take any action. The LGBT books for kids will stay where they are. If people really want to have a say, the commissioners said, they should sign up for the Library Advisory Board, the group that last month approved keeping the books on the library shelves. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
Today's debate about LGBT issues extended to Dallas, where a group of pastors and conservative activists launched what they called an effort to create mass civil disobedience. They're protesting the Supreme Court's decision last month to legalize same-sex marriage. They're calling their coalition Real Marriage, One Man, One Woman for Life. Psychotherapist David Pickup is affiliated with a group called Children's Center for Healthy Gender and Sexuality.
We're bringing back America to itself, which means back to the Judeo-Christian ethic of one man, one woman, marriage for life, secure gender, secure sexuality, which America is heading away from.
The group plans to hold conferences for opponents of same-sex marriage.
And they will be actually working participants to create new businesses, new nonprofits, new ways of political thinking, new ways of how to approach this issue from a spiritual standpoint in which we'll create and move and march.
Pickup also says the coalition plans to lobby and protest. More detailed plans are coming this fall. On Tuesdays, KERA's One Crisis Away project examines life for folks on the financial edge. Today, we focus on seniors and their money. Many people older than 65 have a hard time getting a job, paying for medicine, or managing wills and power of attorney. That's where Dallas County's Elder Financial Safety Center comes in. KERA's Courtney Collins sat down with Renee Perry of the Senior Source, which runs the center, to dig in to the financial challenges facing North Texas seniors.
Renee Perry, thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
In the years since the center's opened, what's been the number one problem that's come up with seniors?
You know, it's really interesting just how vulnerable older adults are. You know, you can be an older adult who is totally surviving on a $700 a month Social Security check, or you can be someone who has planned and saved and has several million dollars in the bank, and you're equally vulnerable to financial exploitation and insecurity.
How about just a few examples of reasons a senior might come in?
The center is set up to really look at and help older adults ensure their financial security. We're doing that through three primary ways: prevention, protection, and prosecution. And so with prevention services, older adults might need to know things about, is their financial picture what it needs to be? Maybe they're wanting to retire. Is retirement an option? They're about to turn 65 and looking at Medicare. Are they making smart insurance decisions? Is employment a need? In some situations, prevention isn't going to help because that person lacks capacity and they really need protection. And so that's where working with the Dallas County Probate Courts comes into the picture. They're able to look at and ensure protection of older adults who are particularly vulnerable through the guardianship process. And in cases where you see financial exploitation that's already taken place, that's where the district attorney's office comes into play. And so they're able to look at and prosecute financial exploitation situations for older adults.
Research shows that seniors are often manipulated or taken advantage of by their own family. How do you help people fight that?
For us within the center, as we're working with that older adult, there's the issue of overcoming the shame and guilt that's involved with the fact that they have been victimized by their own child or grandchild, and then connecting them with the investigators at the district attorney's office to prosecute that.
What's the most heartbreaking story you've heard over the last year?
There was one gentleman who called who was in tears because his son had taken basically his life savings, his retirement, and he was having to go back to work just to make ends meet. That was really sad. And he said, you know, this was my son. I never really thought that I would ever be a person in this situation. There are other situations where a spouse is coming to terms with the fact that her husband has dementia and is no longer able to be the, you know, person in control of the finances in their family.
If seniors need financial help or know someone who does, what should they do?
They should absolutely give us a call, or they can check out our website. There's a link to email us, whatever is more convenient for them. We're so excited to have this center, and if there's a need, we want to reach out and help older adults in our community.
Renee Perry is with the Senior Source, which operates the Elder Financial Safety Center. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much.
To find out how to connect with the Elder Financial Safety Center, you can visit keranews.org. For the evening, mostly clear skies with a low around 78. Tomorrow should be sunny with a high near 98. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.